Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Okay. Bismillahi walhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome back to another session of Ramadan FAQs, where we try to answer your questions. Alhamdulillah, we've been doing this every day here in the month of Ramadan for the last half of the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, we'll be continuing to do it throughout the end of the month of Ramadan. So let's go ahead and jump right into it and start answering your questions, inshallah. All right. So first question that we have today, we're going to start with questions about fasting, because again, that is obviously relevant. If someone became very sick and fainted after getting the first COVID shot and the second shot is scheduled during Ramadan, is it okay if this person doesn't fast and makes it up later, or should this person start out fasting and then break it if necessary? So I think what the questioner is asking is that if somebody is scheduled for their vaccination during the month of Ramadan, then is it okay for that person to go ahead and not fast that day, or should the person start fasting that day, and then if they don't feel well, then they'll break the fast and make it up a later day? That person should start out the day fasting because they are not sick yet. It is not a certainty that they will be sick. It's very likely, it's possible, whatever the case is. But because they are not sick at the moment, they technically are not excused from fasting yet. So what they need to do is, like, for instance, if someone's going to be traveling and they're not already traveling, they need to start out the day fasting. And then once they start traveling, now they are allowed to break the fast and opt out of the fast. So same thing will apply in terms of sickness. You can't kind of anticipate it and not fast. Start fasting. And then if you don't feel okay, then of course you're able to opt out of the fast and make it up at a later date. Someone's saying, if you're on a plane and don't know if it's sunset, how do you break your fast? Again, you just have to kind of guesstimate. You look out the window. If it's dark, then you should be good to go. All right. Someone said that in grades 7 and 8, I broke my fast for invalid reasons. What do I do specifically? So assuming that you were of age at that point, you would basically not only make up that day, but when you say you broke it for invalid reasons, I'm pretty sure that's, you know, I think I understand what you mean. And so technically speaking, you would have to not only make up that day that you broke the fast, but you would have to do what we call a kafara. You would have to pay a penalty. All right, which can be fasting for 60 days, 2 months consecutively, or feeding 60 poor people, fuqara masakin. All right, so a kafara should be offered. Wallahu ta'ala alam bis sawab, and Allah knows best. Okay, Can Laylatul Qadr be on different days in different countries? I don't know, to be honest with you. But there are some narrations that some of the companions did comment on that and did say that that some people did, some of the companions did state that, you know, it's possible that Laylatul Qadr is different days for people in different regions. You know, overall, what we always have to remember is never restrict the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All things are possible with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. We have someone asked a question online, and that question is, there's a fatwa given by scholars about a way that zakat can be given to a madrasa, a school. They said that the zakat, they said to give the zakat to an eligible person first with the intention that the person will then gift it to the madrasa. Is this a valid way of paying zakat? So technically speaking, you know, by the letter of the law, sure. Does it really align with the spirit of the law? Wallahu ta'ala, Allah knows best. I would venture to say no, that it doesn't really align with the spirit of the law. So I would discourage it. Now, somebody could technically try to argue that, but technically it's permissible and it's okay and no one's doing anything wrong, technically, and that pretty much tells you everything you need to know. Wallahu ta'ala. Someone's saying, can you please talk about sajda tilawa while reading the Quran? Do you do the sajda at the end of the ayah or wait until the end of the surah? How do you do the sajda? Very good. Very simple. You do the sajda at the end of the ayah in which the sajda occurs. The way you do the sajda is that if you're standing up, you can go from the standing position. If you're sitting down, you can just do it from the sitting position. You will do one sajda by saying Allahu Akbar. Go into sajda. You will say normally what you say in sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. There is a special dua, but that is sufficient. And then you will say Allahu Akbar and you will sit back up. And that's it. You're done. All right? You don't have to do salam or taslim or anything else. Okay. Another question is, for qada prayers, should they be performed at the time of the original prayer? For example, making up dhuhr at dhuhr time? No, that is not a condition. You can make them up whenever you get the opportunity. Next question. What should we think about during prayer? Should we think of the meanings of the words or think about the blessings in our lives? Neither is really bad. I would, once again, personally advise thinking about, reflecting on the meaning of the words that you are reciting. You're reading them for a reason, right? So that's what I would emphasize. Another question. Someone saying that in the subcontinent for the last nights of Ramadan, we were told to read Qada Umri to make up for all the missed fard prayers. Is this authentic? It's not a question of authentic or not. What they're basically, I think, trying to say is that the last nights are very blessed nights. You want to be praying during those nights. You want to be doing good during those nights. You want to seek forgiveness during those nights. You want to make up for any mistakes during those nights. So that's why they're saying that, why don't you start making up all the prayers you have missed during the last 10 nights. All right? So that's what's called Qada Umri. Can four sunnah be prayed together or should it be prayed 2+2? All right? Can four sunnah be prayed together or should it be prayed 2+2? 2+2? Four sunnah can be prayed together. Now, it is permissible. It's okay. However, it's a second question now, which one is preferable? Is it better to do the four sunnah together or split them up 2+2? So it depends, right? First of all, are you praying in the nighttime or are you praying in the daytime? Okay, and then number two, there's a difference of opinion. At night, everyone generally agrees praying 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 is better. But during the daytime, there are some sunnah prayers like dhuhr, before dhuhr, that some of the scholars like Imam Abu Hanifa say they should be prayed, it's better to pray them four altogether. And then some of the scholars like Imam Shafi'i say it's better to do them 2+2. Wallahu ta'ala, Allah knows best. If I want to pray, next question, if one skips witr to pray it after tahajjud, but then couldn't wake up and misses the witr, how do we make them up? You just pray them. after the sun has risen. You just don't do it during Fajr time, and then you don't do it after you've prayed Fajr, and then you don't do it during the sunrise. You do it after the sun has risen. Okay? If I want to pray tahajjud, next question, if I want to pray tahajjud, should I pray 3 witr with the imam after taraweeh and get up after he says salam, or not join in on the witr prayer? Okay? The better thing to do in that situation, so what I would honestly advise is to pray witr with the imam and then still pray your tahajjud. I know you're trying to save your witr, but Ramadan's the only time that we can do witr in congregation, so it actually would be more advisable to do that witr with the imam, get that blessing of the jama'ah, the congregation, and then still wake up later or stay up later and pray your tahajjud, however you would like. Wallahu ta'ala alam bis-sawab. All right. Do you still do a sajda of tilawa when you hear an ayah of sajda in a past recording? The general position of the scholars is no. There's no sajda tilawa when you are listening to old recordings. Wallahu ta'ala. As opposed to like a live streamed recitation. Okay? Very good. And someone's asking that, as a new mom with a few weeks old baby, the sister says, with the level of attention and care that the baby needs, how can the mom benefit from Ramadan, especially the last nights when there's almost no time and energy left after caring for the baby? So this is where you have to remember the very powerful element of at-tafakkur, wa-tadabbur, wa-tadhakkur, right? Connecting your mind and your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflection, focus, contemplation, just connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more your mind and your heart is a very powerful way to be able to have that benefit during the last 10 days and last 10 nights. And always remember and understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your circumstance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands your situation better than you do. And so in very little that you do, you will find a lot of blessing and a lot of reward, and a lot of fulfillment and tranquility, inshallah, binillah. Okay, so I know that I got started a little bit late today, but I'm going to wrap it up for today. Kept it a little bit shorter, just a lot of different things to get to. It is the last 10 nights and the last 10 days of Ramadan, but I appreciate everyone for logging on, for joining us. Jazakum Allah khairan, barakallahu fikum. Thank you very, very much. And as a reminder, that tomorrow, Saturday, late night, basically kind of like we say Saturday going into Sunday, we're going to be having the Qalum Qiyam. It's going to be a really awesome, beautiful program, inshallah, binillah. With very powerful reflections from our scholars at Qalum. So please plan to tune in and join in and log in. If you go to QalumLive.com, if you go to, I'm just going to share the link here. If you go to QalumLive.com, then inshallah, you will be able to view the whole program. And some folks are asking, when is the program start? It will start at 1 a.m. Central Time, 1 a.m. Central Time. But if you go to QalumLive.com right now, you'll be able to know exactly what time that is for you, time zone-wise, and you'll be able to schedule a reminder so that you'll be reminded of as soon as the program goes live. So please, please join us for that. And as always, support Qalum.com. All of this work that so many people, you and so many others, are all benefiting from, is alhamdulillah being done by the team here at Qalum. And we are happy to serve and happy to make all these resources available. All we ask you is to support the work that we are doing, and go to supportqalum.com, share that link with others as well. With that, inshallah, I will go ahead and wrap up today's FAQ, and I will see you all again tomorrow. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.